From a warm spot in the cockles of my heart, in the darkest recesses of my mind, it's Jockulation with your host, LB Faust. Jockulation is an interactive social broadcast hosted by the cultural attaché to the SARS and ringmaster of the shit show himself, LB Faust. It features original satire, comedy, punk rock, and humorous bits every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. That's 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Time. To experience Jockulation in its entirety, listen live on mspwaves.com or join the audience in the Circle of Intimacy on the Peace, Abundance, and Liberty Discord server every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. Due to copyright restrictions, all segments which feature music from other artists and performers have been removed from this recording. On with the show.
I'll tell you what, Bonehead, after I went ahead and played that for you, I think I need a few testosterone injections because, bro, I mean, come on, Meatloaf, holy freaking fucks. Hey, kids, it's been a couple weeks. I think, what, like maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks, something like that. Who the hell knows? They're all blending together anyways, right? At least on my side. I mean, holy shit. Do you remember once upon a time when we actually had a radio station over here? Oh, I'm sorry. An interactive social broadcast, right? I'm sorry, is it a radio station? I'm just wondering. I'm just...
No.
No, this is a fucking do-it-yourself, like, IKEA version of a social broadcasting internet thing, sort of, where once upon a time we actually had shows. Hey, anybody seen Orlov yet? I'm just wondering. I mean...
How about new?
Where the fuck are you, Orlov? Did you go ahead and actually sit there and, like, get put in an unmarked grave? Hold on a second. Let me drink my Manhattan over here, because that's what I'm doing. Hold on a sec. I mean, holy fuck, man. Has anybody heard, seen anybody? I think, like, the only people that really show up anymore are some of the people on Saturday and Crimson Clad. Because, hey, LP, are you throwing, you know, stones in glass houses? Yeah, and you know something? You don't want to hurt people's feelings because all of a sudden, you know, all the... yeah, they get all, like, butthurt and stuff like that. So we can't do that. Hey, LP, was that a brand new drop? Why, yes, it was. Do we like this brand new drop? Because I'm going to probably be using it an awful lot this evening. You know what I'm saying? He's hanging with Ron and Normok. So what you're saying is he's in the gimp box along with Ron over there to keep him company, right? All right, well, listen. Hey, Normok, if you can ever... I don't know that Normok's even going to show up, but Normok's... whatever. It would be great if Normok would go ahead and actually let them out to go ahead and get some fresh air and all that stuff every once in a while. You know what I'm saying there, Normok?
Can I make myself clear?
Uh-huh.
Because I am not going to write this shit down.
So listen, if you haven't figured it out yet, essentially what's going on tonight is we're going to go ahead and be... The music this evening is not your typical fare, like when you go to like the all-you-can-eat buffet and shit like that, of like punk and all that sort of stuff. Tonight's fare is going to be different. It's going to be all the worst songs of all the genres that the MSP DJs get involved in. So, we went ahead and kicked it off with a fantastically wonderful Modern Girl from freaking Meatloaf, which was all about a request from Bonehead over there, because do we question his man card over there? I'm just kind of wondering. Absolutely. And you know something, Norma? I'm listening, Norma. You know something, Bonehead? I cannot sit here and play that song without having a follow-up, since we were sitting there talking about our good friend over here that is not showing up. So I'll tell you what. Here you go. This song is just for you, Bonehead, because I'm generally playing two songs from each genre. But we can go ahead and make it for Qua as well. Here you go. Mark Rivers, Totally Gay. Look at that. See, isn't that like the perfect song to go along with that terrible Modern Girl song from Meatloaf? I'm just wondering. I mean, I'm asking in passing. So before we get into the show, a couple things, just some cleanup and a couple things. So what winds up happening is sort of the format of the live show is going to change at this stage of the game. So live shows moving forward are going to be different from what's on the podcast. So the podcast is more of what the classic LP is that you've got. I think we're going to go ahead and change the format of the live show a bit. And I don't know. It's a work in progress. We'll see how it all works out. You know what I'm saying? All right, kids. So let's go ahead and get on with the show. So you know something on my side over here? Been a hell of a fucking rough day. You know that kind of feeling, right? You know, it's kind of like you go to a meeting that should have been an email. Then you have a distinct feeling like after you finished, after you finish that meeting, you're like, fuck, I feel like I unleashed the inner fat kid on a 2-for-1 brain tumor buffet. You know what I'm saying? It was one of those moments. And, you know, I'll get into it a little bit later. So I'm sitting over here for some reason or other drinking classic fucking cocktails, right? Normally, we cut through all the bullshit fluff and get to the point with just some straight whiskey sitting right there. But no, tonight, kids, through the magic of unicorn farts and fairy dust, I'm drinking a Manhattan, right? Hey, listen, don't judge, okay? Don't judge. I'm sure whiskey will come in here at some point in the show. But that being said, we're going ahead and checking out some classic cocktails lately. How about that? You know how it is. It's like when you reach for the freaking, what, feel like you just got done with two fat chicks? No, sir. I said, I feel like I've unleashed the inner fat kid on a 2-for-1 brain tumor buffet. You know what I'm saying? Yes, a Manhattan. Don't judge. But listen, man, like reaching for classic cocktails, it's kind of like growing a fucking goatee when you're a man, like set to combat boredom. Or maybe like to avoid grooming altogether. Right, you see, don't judge because when the supplies are running low and you feel like you're picking out of the thrift store like bargain basement bin and shit like that, I mean, the only thing you got left, you're like looking around saying, well, fuck, I don't want to go out and go get some whiskey. Jeez, I've had a long fucking day over here, but you know what? I'd really like to go ahead and get something to drink. I know what we'll do. I've got some bourbon over here that I never drink. And I'm sure what if I look over in like the cleaning supplies somewhere, I might have some vermouth and boom, Manhattan's put together. Isn't that fantastic? Just like fucking magic. And then the whole crowd goes ahead and gets disappointed because LP is sitting over here and drinking a Manhattan. But you know what? Hey, don't judge. All right. You understand what I'm saying?
I'll make myself clear because I am not going to write this shit down.
So you know something? We're trying to make it a little more sexy over there. And by the way, I happened to catch the fact that, who was it? Was it PZ or was it Dracos that wound up going ahead and joining? No, it was Gabriel. Joined the wonderful world of the band, of the shadow band and overtly banned Twitter people. Welcome to the club, PZ. Well, welcome to the club, Gabriel, because not only was I shadow banned over in freaking Twitter, I also had my complete ad set pulled down when I was advertising some of my segments of Joculation. Didn't use a single no-no word. Didn't do anything, any bad stuff. But I put an ad set up in a couple of different countries. And, like, somebody in India got offended over the use of the word, you know, freaking penis. Yeah, just like, you know, hey. Aww. Here's a tissue, fucktard. So they pulled down my entire fucking ad set over on Facebook. And I'm like, hey, it's just one guy over here who's screaming and crying about wanting to go ahead and reach Nirvana, and he's a little bit uptight about his dick. Can we go ahead and just, like, I don't know, have a little bit of, like rational thought here? Maybe not just go, you know what, fuck him, ban him in every country. So I had to sit there, and I had to actually go over and say to them, I'd like to appeal. And of course, you know, they took their time. They sat there and was like, okay, your ad set's going to go ahead and actually run after we go ahead and decide whether or not we're going to go ahead and ban you. And I'm like, fantastic. What does that mean? Well, you have to get your ruling first, and then we'll go ahead and turn you back on. So when did they turn this fucking ad set back on? I don't know, like 3 hours before it was going to be over. So you know what? Hey, listen, Facebook, Twitter, all I got to say is
fuck
one thing.
You fucking fucker.
Thank you so much for all of your fantastic help and your wonderful concern for how offended everybody gets. Why don't you just hand out tissues? That's all I'm asking, man. Instead of banning everybody, why don't you hand out tissues? It's a far better choice. I'd like to appeal my penis. Yeah, well. Huh. Hey, listen, Bonehead, I don't think like Facebook or Twitter actually has any sort of like power about that. They'll probably just go ahead and tell you, hey, listen, I can't see it from over here. Could you pull out the magnifying glass? Then you're going to get all kinds of offended and be standing over there just, you know, all offended and all upset and all crying. And then, of course, the rest of us will have to just look on to you and go, Bonehead, you know what? We feel sad for you. But that's okay. You can be totally gay. And, you know, like just like that song. And then life goes on. Rainbows and all kinds of stuff will come out. Everybody will feel great. And do we even have a show put together tonight? I'm just asking out of curiosity. Or am I going to ramble?
How about you?
I'm probably going to ramble a bit over here. But, hey, listen, let's talk about LP's day. So I'm sitting over here, right? And I come across this fantastic meme at one point. And I go ahead and I put it up for, I guess it was Shane to go ahead and take a look at. And this about describes the fucking day, right? It's one of these things. 3 squared equals 6. You have to respect the opinions of others. And I'm just looking at that shit going, oh, my God.
You fucking fuckers.
So, of course, you know, Shane's like, hey, man, that shit makes my eye twitch. And I was like, yeah, I'm right there with you. You know what I'm saying? So my day trade is like I'm an accountant and stuff like that. So you'd figure like math is fundamental in all accounting, right? I mean, do most every accountant I've come across has got like a fundamental understanding of 1 + 1 = 2, how to add negative numbers, things like that. Is that what we encountered today? I'm just wondering.
How about news?
Absolutely not. What did we encounter today? We encountered somebody when I had to go ahead and have a negative, you know, addition course for an accountant that was supposedly running an entire department. And I'm just like looking at him going, dude, you know, when you've got like a negative number and then you got a negative number that's closer to a positive, like the difference between the two is a positive number, right? And he's sitting there going, dude, no, it's not the way it is. No, you're wrong. And I'm just kind of sitting here going, bro, I'm going to eat a fucking brain tumor here in a second. Let me go ahead and draw you a fucking diagram, you fucktard. So I had to sit there and have basic math class as his manager was listening in, shaking his head in dead silence. And then, of course, the question is, I got a question. Are you just booking any number you want to? And I'm thinking to myself, of course he is, dude. Can't you fucking hear it? I look at your numbers and all I can think is you're fucking a scam. But whatever, man. Whatever. So I had basic addition of fun today that took up a couple of hours. I was sitting there eating a fucking brain tumor the whole time. It was absolutely fantastic. I have never in my life gone ahead and wasted my time so wonderfully and so unconstructively for hours. And I'm thinking to myself, man, at my rate, could you imagine what the payroll for this thing is going to be? I mean, holy fucking shit, dude.
I like money.
But hey, you know, I'm a consultant. I get paid. You want me to go ahead and teach you remedial math? That's what I'm here for. And I'll come in with bells on and I'll actually pretend like I care. So there you go, man. That was that. And, of course, the other day I find out that now over here in Colorado we got the Delta variant outbreak. It's clocking up infections. And on the heels of that, apparently, we now have a bubonic plague outbreak in 6 counties here in Colorado. And, dude, over here, when you're seeing that kind of shit going on, it's kind of like the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse happening here in Colorado. Only like the van life version of it. You know what I'm saying there? It's like, you know, you got war, you got conquest, famine, and death. They're all jammed in a fucking van together, riding and careening through, hitting all the 420 sites, doing the marijuana tour of, like, Colorado, killing people along the way. You got war and conquest and squabbling, like, preteens in the back, like, fucking QAnon and Black Lives Matters. They're all looking at each other going, he's touching me! He's touching me! Shit like that. And famine's constantly asking, are we there yet? While doing like fucking dabs in the back and eating all the snacks that everyone brought. And then, of course, you got Death driving, who's always fucking lost, doesn't know where the fuck they're going, and careening towards every random town like it's a tourist trap, looking for souvenirs and shit like that discount shirt shop that you always have somewhere over in Central Florida where it's got like all the misprints of the shit from like fucking Disney that Disney wouldn't accept. So they're like, hey, man. Bring that shit over here. We'll open up a stand right outside of Disney and do like 10 for a dollar shirts for shit you don't want. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like that right now over here in Colorado. We got all kinds of this careening stupidity going on with everybody getting fucking crazy. Who's the guy on the mic? Is he okay? I don't know, man. I don't know. But I'll tell you something. In the throes of all of this insanity, who should come to my fucking aid? Who should come and save me? But again, our good friend, the chick with the largest mouth in the world, she comes and saves the day with this fucking fantastic article about how now she's in the Guinness Book of World Records. I mean, So she's got the largest fucking mouth. And if you remember, the way that she went ahead and actually got like got sort of recognized was, the outbreak happens. Everything shuts down. She's like, what am I going to do with my life? I know. Let me make videos of myself shoving massive amounts of food in my face all at once. And I was just kind of like, dude, I was sort of repulsed, kind of turned on. But I was like, wow, this is fucked up. Well, apparently somewhere in here, she's actually like getting a fucking plaque as in, hey, congratulations. You went ahead and got 1 million subscribers to look at you. Shove shit into your face, And she wants to let everybody know that now she feels great about the fact that she can celebrate her unusual asset, which has made her feel extremely insecure previously. And I'm like, dude, that sounds like a quote from like an interview with a porn star. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I got a great asset over here I'm no longer ashamed of. I mean, well, you know. Dude, you should see. She's got, here we go. Hold on. I got another image here where she's getting her mouth measured by the Guinness Book of World Records. So she apparently has had that. And if you're kind of wondering and saying to yourself, well, did she really go ahead and do that stuff? Bro, let me tell you. She stuffed an extra large McDonald's French fry order into her face in one shot and ate it all down. And I'm saying somehow I'm like sort of like strangely mortified by it, but also horrifically like repulsed by it simultaneously at the same time. And I can't really go ahead and explain what's going on. But, you know, she picked up like a fantastic hobby right at the time that COVID really took over. And now with this second outbreak looming and stuff like that, it's like, how do I go ahead and start my own side hustle that I don't want to leave home from? You know what? To go do. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, we can't like go out there without face masks and vaccines and human, you know, and like sanitary bubbles and all that sort of stuff rolling around in the street. So what are we going to have to do? Come up with something. Well, it turns out nowadays that according to one expert, we can go ahead and get possessed by demons just through texts, according to a priest. So exorcisms are on the rise, dudes. So what can I say? Hey, listen, Stephen Joseph Rossetti, a Catholic priest who performs up to 20 exorcisms per week, has described how demons have started to haunt their victims by text and how he feels exorcisms are growing, right? And all I can think to myself is, dude, what does he do? Get online with fucking Miss Cleo? Do they have like a 2-for-1 deal? Like she's like, call me now. And he's like on the other side after she finishes her reading, sitting there and shaming these people into an exorcism. How in the fuck do you do 20 exorcisms per week? I'm just curious, mostly because I want to be an entrepreneur at heart. I'm kind of sitting here, you know, thinking to myself, hey, listen, if Miss Cleo can do it, if fucking Walter Mercado can do it, if this guy can do it, and he's a Catholic priest, so you know he's trying to get all of the boys to go ahead and call in to go and get an exorcism immediately. I'm just thinking to myself, this would be a fantastic, like, side hustle to have when the next pandemic outbreak happens that shuts everything down. You know what I'm saying? That's a fantastic idea, LP. So here we go. We're going to go through this here. Catholic priest performs this, basically blah, 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 so on and so forth. So from TVs turning on and off to people spewing foreign objects like nuts and bolts. Bro, that's some terrible language over here, okay? Hey, they're spewing some stuff from their nuts. No, no. They're spewing foreign objects like nuts and bolts. The professor's revealed in his new tell-all book, Diary of an American Exorcist, Demons, Possession, and the Modern-Day Battle Against Ancient Evil. Hey, listen to me. This is the time, kids, when we've got to sit here and probably I should stop that and go back to Modern Girl, because we need to go ahead and hear that line, and then all of a sudden Meatloaf breaks in with some like really inspiring, nonsensical, upbeat tune that really means nothing, kind of like what's going on with this. But I digress, man. Apparently exorcisms have grown exponentially over the past 10 years. I'm sure we believe that, right? I mean, it's legit. Yeah, I think this is going to get much worse before it gets much better, because my wallet is sitting here asking me, hey, do you think maybe we can go ahead and scam a few other people into some donations for our fucking exorcism? And I'm thinking to myself, that's a great idea, man. That's what I need to do. Besides, you can take cryptocurrency now. At any rate, since technology's improved, the priests has claimed the demons have been finding new ways to get at people through technological upgrades and shit. Apparently, they've got their own, like, hacking scam. I'm just curious, right? Does that mean that, like, the demons are doing the ransomware and all that shit for everybody? Because it sure kind of seems like it. I'm just thinking to myself out loud. But I digress, man. So, Steven said a woman contacted him after an upside-down cross appeared burned into her shoulder. This supposedly happened when her father was receiving evil text messages from demons. The texts were a typical demonic rant, he said. Well, I'm thinking to myself, hey, has he heard this show? Because, I mean, Normak has said he would love to go ahead and see me get an exorcism. And I'm just curious, are we going to go through an exorcism?
How about new?
Not anytime soon. Maybe another day, but we'll have to go ahead and find out, right? So at any rate, you can go ahead and entertain yourself by listening to him talk his bullshit about lights turning on and off and TVs and all that sort of stuff, because the boogeyman's coming just in time for Halloween to a cell phone near you, all right? So do we go ahead and get all that information down just in case we're going to go ahead and have, like, the demons attack us in our home? I'm just curious.
Did I make myself clear?
Uh-huh.
Because I am not going to write this shit down.
But you know something? Ultimately, what winds up happening is you got to find some way to go ahead and actually, I don't know, keep yourself occupied, keep yourself busy. You know what I mean? Throughout this entire fun time that we go ahead and call the COVID pandemic, because it's probably going to go ahead and go down again. I'd imagine a lockdown's coming soon. What do we all think? I think so. I mean, when you're talking about masks and forced vaccinations, lockdowns are logically going to go ahead and fix everything, because that's what happens. At any rate, kids, I'm going to take a break here, because guess what? Ranting requires energy. Energy requires nourishment. Nourishment means I need some more whiskey, something like that. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to take a break here. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, Cultural Attaché of the Stars, Ringmaster of the Shit Show this evening. You're listening to Joculation. But before we go into this next segment, remember, this is all of the worst that we could possibly pick in the genres of the DJs. And I mean, when you're talking cousin fucking music, nobody does it better than Ron. So let's pick some of Ron's worst possible tune. See, I think that Qua is offended now. Do we think that Qua is offended? So I'll just say, Qua has basically decided to go ahead and say, see you later. He's like, LP, that shit's not funny, all right, man? Just stop it.
Did I make myself clear?
Uh-huh.
Because I am not going to write this shit down.
No problem, man. We got other fish to fry and stuff like that. So if you haven't figured out what's going on over on this show over here, ultimately, this is not the show that you would expect it to be. See, I got in this conversation over in the O'Real chat with my good friend over here, Bonehead. And we were going back and forth, and I was kind of like, yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of like rethinking the show and all this sort of stuff. And at one point, I was kind of like, you know what I think I'm going to do? I think I'm going to take all of the worst songs from every genre that we have, like the DJs play, over on MSP Waves, and I'm going to make a show with it. And I was just like, dude, I'm inspired. Of course, I didn't get anything else done, because does work let me go ahead and do that? I'm just kind of wondering.
How about
new? Do kids let me go ahead and do that? I'm just kind of wondering.
How about new?
Of course not. So we just took all the shitty songs that we can find and mashed them all up together. And of course, the next one up will be our good friend Mackenzie Gary, the holy one, the one who is blessed with lettuce, or the blessed lettuce God himself. We'll go ahead and cover some of his genre next. But first, we need to go ahead and talk about a few other things here, don't we? Because do we all want to go ahead and listen to just music all night? I'm just wondering. I mean,
how about new?
Of course not. Of course not. Everybody wants to go ahead and hear me rant like a fucking lunatic, but that's okay. Are we prepared on this side over here?
No.
Not a fucking chance. So this is going to be a very interesting show. All right, kids. So it's Friday night. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, kinda. We don't know where we're going. We're careening from subject to subject as we put really shitty music in between each of those things as filler because, well, we got nothing else to do on a Friday night. You know what I'm saying? So we're talking about this lockdown coming. And, of course, people have to go ahead and absolutely get out there and do stuff. It's been a fun fucking world. We've had vaccines. We've had about 2 weeks of freedom. And, you know, got to lock that shit down. But you've got to come up with hobbies, and you got to think golden shower songs. Actually, I do, but only if she shows up, maybe. We'll have to think about that one. But anyway, you've got to go ahead and actually begin to pick a guy. Hey, Bonehead, I actually got a ballad for Two Girls, One Cup. So I'll tell you what, we could do the power ballad for Two Girls, One Cup if she shows up, because is that class with a capital K? Dude. Absolutely. It's fucking disgusting. But that being said, we've got to go ahead and pick up some fucking fantastic new things to do. We got to get in everything we possibly can. In some cases, we got to do it in a socially distanced and safe sort of a way, you know? Like, for instance, this dude who likes to call up libraries to masturbate to court cases while he's listening to the librarian fucking talk about him. Isn't that fantastic?
I mean, what the fuck?
She reads him aloud like erotic stories. He's busy beating off in the corner. Do we want to know more about this? Well, of course we do. Why? Because we're a bunch of fucking pervs over here. But more importantly, we love to go ahead and see how fucked up the world is. So, like, you've never done that. So it's one of those fantastic stories where you got to sit there and ask yourself the important questions. So at any rate, the shtick is always the same, right? The phone rings at the library. The librarian picks it up with a friendly, "How can I help you?" And on the other end is a man who wants information about a court case, specifically the Brady versus Maryland case from 1963, right? You know, he'll claim he doesn't have a computer and ask the librarian to read the case file out loud so he can take notes. I mean, this isn't a setup at all, is it?
How about you?
All right, so as the librarian reads the file, it soon becomes clear that the man is enjoying what he's hearing a bit too much. He's pleasuring himself to the text of the court decision. In case the heavy breathing and other, noises don't make it apparent, he'll also say such wonderful things as, "Oh yeah, give it to me. Give me that exculpatory evidence. Spank those prosecutors." So at any rate, like we said, this hasn't been a one-time thing either. The man has harassed librarians in several states and apparently will continue to do so until someone stops him and this fucking ridiculous thing that he goes ahead and is doing to these poor innocent people. I mean, oh my God, those
How
librarians.
Dare you?
But that's okay. New Hacker Girl will take care of that. Play the Golden Shower songs. Now I'm going to do the Two Girls, One Cup ballad. How about that one? So apparently, according to the FBI, he's called multiple libraries and done this. And the FBI supposedly is involved and can't catch the perv that's calling the libraries and getting off on librarians reading out some random court cases.
How dare you?
So the serial masturbator also struck up the librarian's own workplace. Luckily enough, they found a way to shut him down. Apparently, the dude called my work. And I wasn't there for it, but they put him on hold because he was like, "Is it him?" So they got a male coworker to answer the phone, and he immediately hung up. So if you find yourself over in a library with a serial masturbator in the freaking background, you too could be the person that this dude is looking up to go ahead and, I don't know, read him some really sexy cases out of the Brady versus whatever case that he's got going on over there. And, you know, maybe you don't have the time and the effort to go ahead and harass the shit out of anybody doing it that way, but you like NFTs and you have some great ideas. Well, apparently you better watch out because museums are now up in arms over Pornhub's raunchy recreations of fine art masterpieces. And I'm thinking to myself, dude, this is fucking fantastic. So apparently Pornhub has landed in hot water with famous museums after they've recreated fine art masterpieces yet went in an adult style as part of the new platform they call Classic Nudes.
How dare you?
The adult industry giant launched a new series and encouraged fans to visit museums and art galleries, many of which have been badly impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. Ho ho. They launched a guided tour voiced by adult actor Asa Akira, showing their fans the sexiest scenes in history at the world's most famous museums. Dude, this is so fantastic. Basically, augmented reality for all of you art enthusiasts out there. Now, as part of the initiative, adult performers recreated fine art masterpieces, including Titan's Venus of Urbino, Edgar's Degas Male Nude, and John Gossert's Adam and Eve. The galleries in the tour include the Met. Oh, shit, I wish I was still over there just to go look at this shit. The Prado, Uffizi Gallery, the National Gallery, the Musée d'Orsay, and the Louvre, who took exception to the initiative due to rights infringements. I'm just sitting there thinking, dude, what in the fuck rights infringements? Hasn't this, like, passed that sort of, like, 75 years plus or minus infinity? I'm just saying that's horseshit. They should be letting them go ahead and do this kind of stuff because they're classics for a reason, because they need to go ahead and be exploited, right? Something like that. So at any rate, join us. So it says, join us as we tour the most respected institutions in Western art, guiding you past all the prude paintings and going directly to the good stuff. Representations of the naked body in all its artistic glory. There you go, kids. So in the event that you want to go ahead and check it out, be sure to check Pornhub's Classic Nudes website and get on there and go ahead and perv over some artwork. You know what I'm saying?
Did I make myself clear?
Uh-huh.
Because I am not going to write this shit down.
So, you know, you've got to find other shit to do. You got to keep yourself out there and active and doing all the shit that you need to do before they go ahead and lock you down and end the fucking world for you. You know what you could do? You could go ahead and just take a quick trip. I mean, like Coachella is big. All kinds of music festivals are going on. But why do that when you can go to the bizarre vegan music festival where you can party with pigs to save their bacon? I mean, dude, it just kind of goes all with that cousin fucking banjos rolling in filth. You know, all the good things in life that we come to expect listening to Ron's show. You know what I'm talking about, right? So you two can go check out this festival. It's over in Yorkshire, over in some sanctuary. You listen to music. You wander around with pigs that you don't eat. You sit there and you like, you pay a lot of money to go inside of this thing. You know what I'm saying? You got to go where the fucking stars are at. And when you can't, you go over to a vegan pig festival because, I mean, it's the sensible alternative, right? So I'll tell you what, kids, I'm going to take a break here for a second. I got to go ahead and get some hydration through some whiskey that'll dehydrate me. But we'll go ahead and work it out. It's got water in it somewhere. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host. Culture out of Shade of the Stars. Ringmaster of the Shit Show this evening. You're listening to Joculation. But first, let's go ahead and listen to some really terrible, terrible music from the genre of the Bringer of Lettuce. Mackenzie Gary himself. And then after that, just for you, new hacker girl, perhaps we'll go ahead and get serenaded by a gentle ballad of Two Girls, One Cup. I'm LP Faust, cultural out of Shade of the Stars, ringmaster of the Shit Show this evening. You're listening to Joculation. So what, did that one all of a sudden cross the line? I mean, he whispers, I love you, at the end over there. I mean, that right there, that is moving, that's gripping, that's emotional. The only thing, you know, it's just all of those wonderful sensations. Aww. It all of those things wrapped together, and I mean, you fucking, like, heartless bastards that sit there and think that this is terrible. I mean, shit, man, didn't that go ahead and pull on the heartstrings a little bit? I'm just wondering.
Aww.
It should have. All right, I digress. Did that cross the line? Yeah, probably it did. But that's okay because, like I've always said, once you come into this show and you listen to it, you're going to know immediately whether or not it's for you, and you're going to make that decision probably within about 5 minutes. I mean, can we all go ahead and agree on that one? You walk in, you're thinking to yourself.
Anybody having fun around here? Anybody think that this is popcorn time?
Next thing you know, 5 minutes later, you're running for the door, shouting,
fuck you fucking fuckers!
You know, and then it's, you're out the fucking door. That's just the way that it works, man. It's okay. We don't take any offense. It's either for you or it's not. I mean, you know, and those of you that are here, we all get like, you know. I love that drop. Holy shit, I'm going to keep touching that button way too many times. Well, I'll tell you what, kids, there's still some more fun on the way here. We were sitting here talking about all the fun shit that can go ahead and... You want popcorn time? Here, this is the one you're looking for, Bonnie.
Who the fuck thinks this is popcorn time?
Man, I got so many fucking great drops, I'll tell you. Some of them are on the board. Other ones aren't, but you know, it is what it is. And we always have to go ahead. Whenever you've got a great thing like, you know, Two Girls, One Cup ballad, the only thing that can give it any sort of validity and let you really know how striking and how deep and emotional it is a nearly dead Ric Flair. There we go. Nearly dead Ric Flair will always, always bring it around, let you know exactly that it's something. See, look at that. Nearly dead Ric Flair. I love that one. Well, I'll tell you what, kids. We've been talking about all the cool things that you could possibly do before we go ahead and go into lockdown anytime soon here now. And one of the things you've got to think about is we're talking about, hey, guess what? The Olympics are going on right at the moment. But remember, we went ahead and covered the Redneck Rave a few weeks back, all the cool things that went on over at the Redneck Rave. Well, I'll tell you what, in the event that you didn't know, the Redneck Olympics are generally going on around this time over in Maine. This is back from about 2013. But as I understand it, it is still going on. So what do they do over at the freaking Redneck Olympics, which, by the way, they are being forced to change their name from the Redneck Olympics because apparently what winds up happening is, people are getting all kinds of offended about it because, you know, it's calling people rednecks and then they're doing other things like stealing the Olympic idea and all that sort of shit. But at any rate, the full day of events that were on tap are such wonderful things like lawnmower races, mud runs, tire burnouts, shit like that, right? So the cool things, and of course, the idea behind the event is to have what amounts to a great big outdoor picnic and pig roast for, quote, hardworking people who've earned the right to blow off some steam. So a redneck is someone who works hard. They say their neck is red because they work outside. A redneck can make fun of himself and have a good time with some skull, said Brooks, who's a general contractor. So, of course, the Olympics, the International Olympic Committee, basically told them, hey, change that name. They told them to go fuck off. So what else did they do? They went and they added a couple more events that could just really capture the culture and the ethnic origins, the roots, if you will, of true redneck culture, if you will, out there. They had such wonderful things as the mud pit belly flop. They also had the seed spitting contest, the hubcap hurl, the armpit serenade, and bobbins for pig's feet fest. And, of course, you have the redneck horseshoe toss, which, of course, is toilet seats instead of horseshoes and the objects that are thrown. I'm just thinking to myself, I'm sure seed spitting. That's exactly correct there, Bonehead. I'm just thinking I'd love to go ahead and see, like, Ron try to go ahead and keep himself anonymous over in that particular place, going doing stuff like bobbing for pig's feet while he... I'm just wondering whether or not they go ahead and serenade along with the armpit. They go ahead and, like, call up one of those fantastic cousin fucking playlists that we were just showing earlier in the show here. Yes, kids, if you go on Spotify, you too can download a cousin fucking playlist because they've got them on there. That's why. Oh, my God. And, of course, the best of the best has to be when somebody, when you try to ship something across the fucking U.S. and somebody over in Amazon decides that they're going to go ahead and fuck with you, much like what happened to this dude over here who was an Amazon shopper. He got some skewers and a fucking bottle of pills. And he it all arrives in a TV-sized box. Here's your big-ass fucking box to stick your pills and your skewers in, and fuck you, okay? So apparently, Shopper Mark was sure he'd received the wrong parcel when a giant box arrived at his front door after he'd only ordered a bottle of vitamins and some barbecue utensils. The Amazon shopper was left stunned when a small pack of vitamins he ordered was delivered in a box the size of a TV. So he ordered 120 D3 pills and a set of 12 meat skewers. But when they arrived at his home over in Northumberland, he was sure he'd received the wrong parcel. The 3-inch-tall plastic tub of health supplements, as well as a pack of barbecue skewers, were wrapped up with 10 feet of paper stuffed inside a 3-foot-by-2-foot package. Dude, it was like a magician's endless handkerchief trick. Before I finally got to the bottom of the box and found the vitamins and skewers, I couldn't believe they'd used such a lot of packaging for two very small items. The box and the paper probably weighed more than the pills and the skewers themselves. I'm just sitting there saying, the fuck it is about saving the environment. You know what it is. Somebody's sitting here saying, oh, you want this shit delivered tomorrow, do you? All right, you fucktard. I'll show you how we're going to go ahead and do this. Hey! Do we have a big-ass fucking box in the back that we can go ahead and give this guy so we can do it like it's a fucking white elephant Christmas or some shit like that? And they just wrapped his shit up and wrapped it in a box, and all of a sudden, the next thing you know, he can't bring his fucking vitamins in the door because the box doesn't fit through the doorway. He's got some skewers and shit inside there. He's like, hey, I didn't order this shit. But then, you know, he could probably build a house out of it. Or maybe, like, one of those nifty new, like, Olympic beds over in the fucking Olympic Village over in Tokyo. You know what I'm talking about? Something like that. And, of course, somebody over there is going to say, dude, that's not green. It's not environmental. And you know something? We're going to go ahead and club baby seals to get all of that stuff to put the packaging together. And then the warm heartstrings and, you know, music in the background and all that shit. Well, you know, hey. I think it's funny. You're going to try sniffing some more cocoa tonight? Hey, PZ, I got a question for you, right? You're not talking about cocaine. You're talking about hot chocolate, aren't you? Because that stuff could really go ahead and fuck you up. All right, man, enough of me talking on the mic because why? Because, well, you know, there's more terrible music to go ahead and play. And I've got some. Why? Is it going to be terrible music for LP this time? Well... sort of, but not really. But it will be LP's music, And then, of course, after that, we couldn't really call it a terrible musical genre show unless we did some terrible music in, like, the Crimson Clad genre, right? So we've got that one coming up shortly after this. Hey, kids, I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, cultural attaché to the stars, ringmaster of the shit show this evening. You're listening to Joculation. So, hey, kids, we're sitting here. It's a Friday night where the show is, like, wow, more than halfway gone. Hey, but you want to know what? I'm still going on strong here. For those that have come in late, Clay, and other people, what you want to understand is this ain't going to be your typical show. Tonight is a show about all of the worst genres of music from MSP DJs. We picked out, we handpicked all the best that we could possibly pick that are the absolute worst, and we started with this fantastic, disgusting masterpiece that opened the show, courtesy of Uncle Bonehead over there, because he was the inspiration for this whole thing. We're sitting there over in the O'Reill chat room, sitting talking one afternoon. I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I think what I'm going to do is just sit there and put on some of the worst stuff. And he says, hey, I got a great one for you. How about Meatloaf's Modern Girl? And oh, my God, all of a sudden, that's what the show opened with. It's terrible. It's terrible. And then we explored the genres of Ron, and we went ahead and showed everybody that there is a cousin fucking playlist over on Spotify. In fact, several of them. There's a whole group of them. If you scroll up earlier, you can go ahead and check them out. But we checked out such wonderful classics in the genre of Ron, such as Anal in the Dishes from Wheeler Walker Jr.
My party life, traded in for a kid.
Oh, it's terrible.
No one being alone.
And then, of course, you couldn't do anything without the Deliverance banjos, right? And then Quad decided to join us after a long time, so we went in and picked out a song just for him, Totally Gay by Mark Rivers.
What's it like to be gay? When you're gay, every day is a non-stop cabaret. You've got style and flair, you're loved everywhere except for North Carolina.
And then, of course, we couldn't go ahead and leave out the bringer of lettuce, the blessed one, Mackenzie Gary, because we needed some hip-hop and some lo-fi.
Sometimes, something beautiful happens in this world. You don't know how to express yourself, so you just gotta sing.
So then all of a sudden, next thing I know, I'm like the organ grinder's monkey over here. Hey, if we get Nuke and New Hacker Girl in here, would you go ahead and do some songs about golden showers? And of course, LP immediately said,
how about Nuke?
That's completely inappropriate. So we played the Two Girls, One Cup like ballad because that's cultural, you know? Oh, yeah.
How do you show someone you love that they are the one?
And of course you can't go there and just like do your thing on that one and just leave it at that. You had to go into some things like of LP's favorites, like Symphony in P Minor from the Ninja Sex Party. And of course, as if that wasn't enough, we had to discuss the fucking heat wave that was going on over here, right?
It's Hot as Balls Outside, a summer poem by Cirque du Soleil.
And then, of course, there are some fantastic suicidal tendencies, and that brings us to here now. And of course, in between all that, there was a lot of talk about some very important things, like how demons can apparently go ahead and take over, and you may require an exorcism due to text messages over your phone. Shit like that. In this wonderful scam, like a two-for-one, we've got Miss Cleo going ahead and doing a reading, and you're immediately moved on to this Christian priest or Catholic priest that apparently performs like 20 exorcisms per week. Because, you know, I'll tell you why.
That's a scam!
Because that's why. But I'll tell you what, we were talking about some fantastic things to do while we're sitting here getting ready for lockdown number, I don't know, 564. But culturally, we've got to go ahead and just stay on top of things. We've got to remember, we've got to go ahead and actually sit here and keep abreast of everything cultural that's going on. So ladies, beauty hacks, right? Fantastic beauty hacks. They're always important. TikTok is a wonderful repository of information as far as whether, you know, all those things that you need to do. Sometimes Teen Vogue is even better because the latest and greatest is, why go ahead and suction your lips off your face or jam some filler in your lips with a freaking nail gun when you could just like rub cinnamon oil all over your fucking lips and absolutely fucking blister them and destroy your fucking face. I mean, that is the way it is. And of course, when we look at that, do we feel sad at all when we see people get hurt by this stuff? No, not at all. Actually, what we turn around and do is we kind of sit there and we go and out of nowhere, when we hear some person sitting here engaging in this stupid activity, nearly dead Ric Flair pops out and he says, you know what? I endorse this shit. We got to do more of it. So at any rate, TikTok users, they're back at it again with a new beauty act, and this time, it's all about plumping lips yet again. I mean, what the fuck, right? Well, they've now found a more natural and affordable at-home hack to obtain the look. Cinnamon oil. So apparently, the app now shows how to mix cinnamon oil with their favorite lip gloss, and it leaves them with allegedly plumper lips, right? I mean, let me tell you something, man. Why in the fuck are you even going for cinnamon oil? If you're looking for the super plump lips, why don't you just go get some fucking pepper spray? Just spray your whole face. You'll look like Donatella Versace in like minutes. It'll be fucking fantastic. Just keep your eyes open. Make sure you put something in there to jam them up. You know, make sure you get it up in your nose. All kinds of shit like that. But pay special attention to the fucking lips and face. Because mucous membranes, baby, that's what we need pepper spray on in order to get them fatter, plumper. We want those DSLs, ladies. Be sure to go ahead and pepper spray your face. If you can't get to it, with some cinnamon oil over here. So apparently, according to this, the most lip-pumping glosses on the market rely on irritants like chili peppers, cinnamon oil, you know, shit like that, to go ahead and achieve that plumper, fuller look. And I'm thinking to myself, why on earth do we want to go ahead and do that when we can just, I don't know, go ahead and grab some fucking lip filler off of eBay, get ourselves some sort of like a fucking hot glue gun, and just cram that shit under the fucking lips. Next thing you know, they're fuller, plumper, more beautiful, without the hassle. Or you know what you could do? You could just try a new trend that's come out that would probably be even better. You can both get your dessert on and those fuller, plumper lips when you try the McDonald's chili oil ice cream hack, and now your lips can just go ahead and burn and hurt like a motherfucker and swell up, and you'll get that fuller, wonderful look to your lips. You know what I'm saying? So apparently what winds up happening is these fucktards are now going to their nearest ice cream van, buy a Mr. Whippy or grab a pint of Ben & Jerry's at the supermarket, and then what do? They get a McDonald's ice cream, and they top it with chili oil because who in the fuck knows why?
What the fuck?
So apparently it all started over in fucking China, of course, where the unusual dessert was briefly sold and has since picked up a viral video by Ryan whatever the fuck his face is. Over in Australia, on a BuzzFeed Tasty series, he says, first order a plain sundae, and then like a fucktard, you go out and put some chili oil on it. The blend creates a salty, sweet, creamy flavor with a crunchy texture, and you too can feel like you were just separated from a prison gang rape with some pepper spray to the face, and I'm sitting here thinking to myself, bro, listen, what in the fuck is going on with you fucktards, all right? You're sitting here fucking putting chili oil in there, you dipshit. You're supposed to eat ice cream. Put some hot fucking chocolate on it or something, right? You want to burn your face? No problem. Just put it in for an extra minute in the fucking microwave. Bam! You'll get fuller, more wonderful lips, and you'll get the bonus blistering effect, which, of course, everybody's into this day. It's all the rage. All the fucking rage. But then again, you know, when we're talking about food and things of that nature, you got to think about what's trendy, what's classy, what's coming up, right? What in the hell's coming up next? What is the next wonderful thing on the freaking edge and the frontier of fucking cuisine? I'll tell you what it is. Forget cream on your fucking strawberries. Throw some fucking Parmesan cheese on there because it's a goddamn fucking pizza. I'm sitting here going, dude.
I mean, what the fuck?
What in the fuck are you thinking? Who in the fuck puts Parmesan cheese on their goddamn fucking, you know, Parmesan cheese goddamn fucking strawberry thing, man? Who? When was the last time you've ever heard of a strawberry Parmesan fucking shortcake, huh? Has anybody ever heard of that sort of shit? No, they've not. Why? Because Parmesan cheese cannot contaminate the fucking strawberries, dude. It's like, that's what the taint is there for, right? Let's just stop and think about it, right? No cross-contamination between the two holes. That's what the taint is there for. It's kind of like what's going on with the fucking Parmesan cheese wrapped in plastic and the strawberries in the container wrapped in plastic. Never to go ahead and cross. There should be a divisor of taint in the middle to make sure that we don't cross-contaminate these things. It would be fucking bad. But no, no, some fucking TikTok expert over in wherever the fuck it is says that some people prefer chocolate on their strawberries, others ice cream, but I'm so fucking inventive, I'm going to go ahead and put Parmesan cheese on mine. And everybody just looks at her and says, dude, let me tell you something. Will you fucking get out of here with your goddamn fucking Parmesan cheese? Right? What are you going to do? Make a fucking pizza with a fucking strawberries and like all that shit on it? Oh, boy, man. So as you can see, there's people doing horrific stuff out over here in the world. And, you know, unfortunately, we're not going to cover all of it. Why? Because we got more fucking bad music to go through. That's why. So if you guys are coming in late and you're wondering what the hell's going on, this is not your typical show. We're going to be doing bad musical genres from every MSP DJ. That's what we're doing tonight. We covered a few of them. And of course, one that we've always left out, or haven't always, have recently left out, would be Crimson Clad. It wouldn't be a fucking show without bad music from her genre. So we got to go check that out. Pineapples. Get the fuck out of here. You know what? If you're going to bastardize pizza with pineapples, just put some fucking kiwi fruit on it and do it. Just kill it already. Make it disgusting. Because that's the way it works. All right, so we need some bad music from that genre. But first, we need some comedy first, right? That sort of covers that genre, covers her show, brings us all in, brings us, gives us that warm hug of, oh, my God, why did you do that, LP? No problem. I'm right there. See, look at that. We had a couple of them from the terrible, you know, some terrible songs in the genre of Crimson Clad, just like we've done for every other MSP DJ this evening, because it's been wonderful. So what we could do is we could go back and listen to some best ofs, or we could just go straight into the Richard Cheese Hour. Either way, Richard Cheese is on the way. It's just a question of when it's going to be. And I know Ron's going to be like, bro, play all the fucking banjo music again. Ron, no. Ron, no. It's not going to fucking happen, best of. Yeah, you know why? Because Bonehead's like, hey, I know. Why don't you go ahead and play Modern Girl again from Meatloaf? And are we going to go ahead and do that? I just, you know.
How about
you? Not a fucking chance. You know what we should do? We should go ahead and play McGee's wonderful fucking song. Either that, or I could go ahead and play for a third time Quaz's song. And Quaz's going to be like, hey, listen, dude, that song and
fuck
shit.
You,
let me tell you, fucking stop it already, okay? Just stop it. I don't know. What should we go ahead and play? Should we go straight into Richard Cheese? Because do we have a format at all this evening? Is this anything like what LP's show normally is?
How about new?
Quaz song. Okay, we'll just go ahead and do Quaz song again. Hold on a moment. So yeah, as I talked about earlier in the show, things are kind of changing with Joculation on the live show and also the podcast. So the podcast is going to kind of be like the classic LP stuff. Things that you've come here and you've come and sort of expected. This show is more turning into something different. We'll just have to see what it evolves into. So I'm kind of confused. I'm not sure how I want to go ahead and close out tonight. Do I want to go ahead and go then and step out the door with my traditional Matt Skiba? Or should we keep with the actual kind of like context of the show and just take the best of the worst? And let, or should I say the worst of the best? Whatever the fuck it is. And go ahead and start the show or end the show the exact same way as I started the show. I'm thinking that I'm going to have one person screaming out there going, yes, more Meatloaf. And we're going to have everybody else sitting here saying, dude,
will you
just fucking knock it off with Meatloaf already? But I don't know, man. That's like a 4-minute song and it's perfect for closing out the show. Yeah. See, Bonehead's like, you know, Meatloaf is like the most horrible song you could possibly do. Modern Girl. And then when I put it on, it's like he hides his man card and puts it in the drawer and starts jumping up and down, blowing his, you know, kisses to the crowd, putting his, like, fucking Aquanet in his hair, getting himself ready to go back in time to listen to that Meatloaf and jam out secretly like he's some Demi Lovato fan or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Bat Out of Hell is like 8 minutes. I ain't playing no fucking Bat Out of Hell. I'm just saying it's bad enough that I'm playing Meatloaf to close the show. It's, you know, it is what it is. Actually, I got a better way that we can actually close this show. Hold on a second. All right. You know, this is when you wish you had Road to Nowhere back. All right, kids. That's all there is tonight. There is no more. This is LP Faust checking out. Always remember, William Shakespeare once said, all the world's a stage as we strut and fret on the stage of life. Always be sure to watch the show. Always be sure to ask yourself, why watch the show when you can be the show? We're going to go ahead and close out tonight with special appreciation to our Canadian fans out there. And kids, Road to Nowhere, somewhere you're out there listening intently, and I'm sure. Catch you next week. Hope you found checking out. Good night.
Thanks for checking out this episode of Joculation. We hope you enjoyed the episode and encourage you to join us for the live interactive social broadcast every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. That's also 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Time. To experience Joculation in its entirety, listen live on mspwaves.com or join the audience in the Circle of Intimacy on the Peace, Abundance, and Liberty Discord server every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. That's also 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoy Joculation, I have another podcast you might like, Everyday Crazy. Search for them and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this right now. If you're listening over a smartphone, tap or swipe over the cover art of the podcast. You'll find show notes which may include details you may have missed and links to my Twitter, Instagram, and Patreon pages. If you'd like to hear more of Joculation and other shows from LP, in addition to extra content, early access, merchandise, and other perks, you can subscribe to my Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/LPFaust. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram. Please be sure to follow me on Twitter @FaustLP and Instagram @LPFaust. And thank you. Joculation is created, produced, hosted, and edited by me, LP Faust. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.